You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Catholic Archdiocese of Birmingham in England welcomed a new auxiliary bishop on Tuesday. He's Oratorian Father Robert Byrne, and his episcopal ordination took place in St Chad's Cathedral at a mass led by the Archbishop of Birmingham, Bernard Longley. The new bishop is a former provost of the Oxford Oratory and has served until now as National Ecumenical Officer for the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Born in Manchester in 1956, Father Robert entered the Birmingham Oratory in 1980 and founded the Oxford Oratory 10 years later. He has a special interest in prison ministry and says he hopes to follow the example of Pope Francis, serving the poor and marginalised in the Archdiocese of Birmingham. Just ahead of his consecration on Tuesday, I talked to Father Robert about his work and about his hopes as he takes over this new ministry in Birmingham. This ordination really is a kind of homecoming for you, isn't it? Because Birmingham is where you began your priestly ministry.
Yes, that's right. I've actually never really left home in that I've been working in Oxford for the last 24 years. I was asked to found the oratory here in Oxford. Of course, Oxford is a part of the Diocese of Birmingham. Although culturally it's very different and quite a long way away, I've still been part of the diocesan family, but I'm delighted to be going back to the city because it's where I started my priestly ministry, and I've still got a lot of friends there.
Now, as you say, Oxford is a very far cry from Birmingham, perhaps culturally, socially. Tell us a little bit about the area you're going to be looking after and what kind of community you'll be working with there.
Well, I'll be working in a very diverse community in every way, both socially and racially. Birmingham is very much a cosmopolitan city, more so than when I left it over 20 years ago. There are, in fact, many people living there from different parts of the world, and that will be reflected in my ministry in the centre of Birmingham. I will be responsible for the 4 Birmingham deaneries, and also for the deaneries, 2 deaneries in Worcestershire, which is to the west of Birmingham, and a rather more a rural area, and it's also the area, of course, in which Edward Elgar, the famous English composer, lived, and it's very beautiful. But the centre of Birmingham will probably take up most of my time, and you find there that there'll be lots of opportunities to use my background in ecumenical work and in interfaith work as well. The relations are very good with the other Christian churches, of course, and with other faith communities.
Yes, you were up until now the ecumenical officer for the Bishops' Conference.
I was indeed for the last 2 years. I was superior in Oxford for 20 years, and the last few years I've been involved with ecumenism. And I found that an enormously enriching experience. And I think it's increased my ability to listen and to appreciate where other people are coming from. And it's certainly an area in which I'm looking forward to working in the future.
Now, you mentioned Birmingham, very multi-ethnic, also, of course, very multi-religious. You're going to be working in a strongly interfaith context there, aren't you?
I shall indeed. Of course, the Muslim community and the Sikh community are pretty strong in the Birmingham area. And I'm looking forward to making contacts there.
Relationships haven't always been that good. How do you see the difficulties, perhaps the challenges in this area?
Well, I think always with these things, we're all human beings and we all have the ability to talk. And I just think if we can just get people round a table and talk and let people see where we're coming from, hear where they're coming from, hear their fears, hear everybody's point of view, their hopes and desires, I think, you know, that will help to bring about a greater unity, despite all the tensions. There's some tensions that have been there in the past. I hope we can somehow overcome those.
You've got another particular area of interest, as I understand, and that is prison ministry. You've been working for many years, haven't you, as a chaplain to the prisons? Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yes, I've been a part-time chaplain, really. I've never been full-time, but I have been involved in prisons, for a long time. And I think it's always an area of ministry that's forgotten by many, and yet it's enormously valuable, because anybody who goes to prison, it means that there's a question mark hangs over us, over society, as it were, over the church even, is why people end up there. And I think many of them have, many prisoners have a very tragic life. And I think, again, it's an opportunity where the church can bring the healing of Christ and the message of Christ to prisoners. And it's certainly always very well received in my experience, and they're always very grateful for the friendship, the hand of friendship that a chaplain can show them. And indeed, you know, to listen to the gospel. I mean, many people I've received into the Catholic Church that are in prison, and I look forward to working with prisoners as far as I can in my new ministry as an auxiliary in Birmingham.
Pope Francis, of course, has a strong focus on mission to the margins, the most marginalised, and in a sense, prisoners are perhaps the most marginalised in all our societies.
Indeed, yes. They're God's forgotten people, really, and I think we have a tendency to think, oh, well, you know, they've done wrong, put them away. Well, of course, they're still human beings, and they're in a prison, and what you do with them, you know, it's, you can't just lock somebody up for 23 hours a day and hope that at the end of it they'll be a better person, because that's not what human beings are like. You know, it takes time, it takes resources, it takes all kinds of things to make somebody able to be integrated into society again.
You're a member, aren't you, of the Oratorian community founded by
yes.
Cardinal Newman. Tell us a little bit more about that and how it shaped you as a person and your ministry.
Well, I think the example of St. Philip Neri, of course he's the secondary patron of Rome, and also Cardinal Newman, been enormously influential in my life. And I hope that I'll be able to bring some of the joy of St. Philip into my ministry. It's what Pope Francis is always telling us. It's the joy of being a Christian, the joy of knowing Christ, the joy of realizing that we are redeemed, and that St. Philip exemplifies that in such a powerful way. And I hope to be able to share that with people. And as regards Cardinal Newman, yes, of course, he's one of the great figures of the English Church in the 19th century, and indeed in the modern age. I would say that he would teach us to love the church, really, and to reach out to all people, to the poor, and to those who are searching and to those who are doubtful. I think there's a whole ministry there as well, of which Cardinal Newman can help us.
My thanks there to Oratorian Father Robert Byrne, the new Auxiliary Bishop of Birmingham in England.